American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We are working hard with both the United States Senate and the House of Representatives.
That's Ethan Lane. He's Executive Director of the Public Lands Council of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands. He's a fifth-generation Arizonan with 18 years' experience in natural resources and land use issues. Talking about that Endangered Species Act, making some changes.
On Senator Barrasso's ESA modernization package, he's calling it the ESA Amendments Act of 2018.
And that's Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming.
And it's based on the Western Governors Association process that we've worked on for at least 3 years now. And, you know, it's our effort to try to address this issue, which is so critical to cattle producers around the country, in a way that can get us over that 60-vote threshold in the Senate. Obviously, anyone who watches the news knows that that's kind of the vector. Challenge for any piece of legislation is getting enough bipartisan support to get over that 60-vote cloture threshold to get something to the president's desk. This is one of those issues that can be really polarizing. It can send Democrats to their bunkers really quickly.
Yeah.
So we worked hard to bring in the Nature Conservancy and the Audubon Society and, you know, Trout Unlimited and the Environmental Defense Fund and a lot of these different groups, along with states and counties and California Farm Bureau Federation and others, in order to build some bipartisan support for some changes that make sense.
Lane says where they're at now is down to the brass tacks.
We've got a few months left in this Congress. The bill is in draft form, and we expect it to be in final form here in the next few weeks. The senator has been trying to maintain that bipartisan spirit by holding some roundtables, stakeholder meetings, to kind of fine-tune the language and make sure that it kind of meets everybody's needs, and we can keep that support building from those environmental groups and hopefully lure some Senate Democrats to sign their name on as original co-sponsors of the bill. We think we'll have that accomplished here in the next month, and we're looking forward to hitting the gas and pushing this across the finish line.
In regards to the Trump administration,
they've pushed out a rulemaking on the Endangered Species Act on the regulatory side that addresses some of the key pieces of the ESA and how it actually is implemented across the government. So we've been participating heavily in that process as well. And that's getting down into the weeds on Section 7 consultation between agencies and states and the federal government, as well as some of the ways that the ESA restrictions actually apply. The blanket 4D rule, which essentially means that if you list a species as threatened rather than endangered under the current system, that threatened listing, which should be less than an endangered listing, is still being treated like a full endangered listing, which means all of the restrictions go into place that an ESA endangered listing would create.
And, of course, a threatened species could be on its way to delisting off the ESA instead of on its way to endangered.
The administration is trying to fix that by forcing Fish and Wildlife in this rulemaking to go back in and say, okay, you've chosen to go with threatened instead of endangered, and we're going to make you spell out exactly what that means. So that's going to give them more flexibility to write a rule that makes sense. So some places where we see a threatened listing that's really causing problems for producers right now, under this scenario, it might be able to be dialed back to where state management is the guiding management structure.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.